came here this Christmas for something funky to happen.
Well, don't just sit there. Come on.
Let's you listen to this song. You and your
whole family will prefer
not to be happy at Christmas.
And it's because
Santa
brings Christmas home with something for everyone on your gift list.
It is the most horrific Christmas song I've ever heard, and I like Christmas music.
So let's hear it.
I'll be
dressed in black underwear and a black hooded cape
for Christmas, watching
hardcore pornography
made by Santa and Rudolph,
having sex with corpses on Christmas Day
for only $1.99. Collect all five. A great gift value for kids of all ages.
Home Center, it's for you.
Dear God, thank you for this.
But I did not expect to see
Santa's real toy.
A giant dildo.
Santa, what should we do?
Put it in your mouth.
I can't wait to put it in my mouth.
It's going to be just like
Johnny Mathis.
They decorate with
feminine hygiene spray
for Christmas, like this stylish counselor bat scale,
made to fit over the opening of the vagina.
Christmas gift price, just $2.99.
George bought it for Stanley's Christmas present.
What about Debbie Reynolds?
She'd gone out to do some Christmas shopping at 11 o'clock that morning. And when she returned home at 2 p.m., the boy was
attaching it to his body.
That's a fucking sad-ass sight.
And now here's
Sam Shoemaker, the Episcopal clergyman,
who was eating clover with his family.
And you know what he did?
No, I don't.
Sam Shoemaker
composed the music of Silent Night.
Silent Night, holy
shit.
All is
fucked up.
Going nuts.
Round yon virgin.
So big and round.
She's a virgin.
She has nice ass.
And she has some
big old fat pussy.
And she put it into the mouths of each of those boys.
Motherfucker.
Holiday greetings from
Jeffrey Dahmer.
The people who bring you Budweiser wish you and yours doom and disease this holiday season.
Christmas has lost all meaning thanks to
Johnny Mathis.
There's more than just giving toys. There is
murderous craziness
on Christmas morn.
Santa's in danger.
But jagged edges, broken glass, and other hidden dangers
are all needed to help take care of our health.
Then Christmas time arrives.
And Santa
orders
Johnny Mathis
to be burned at the stake.
And mutilated animals in satanic rituals.
Won't the animals be surprised, Santa?
But Santa Claus.
He'd forgotten it was the holidays.
Because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus.
Firing a deadly weapon at a policeman.
Ooh, ooh, ooh!
Hey, that's against the law.
Now, Santa.
Couldn't walk around with a gun.
Now, Santa won't be able to put anyone to sleep.
The children would
in rough and stupor.
While visions of
murder, rape, robbery, theft, all those things
danced in their heads.
They were setting traps to catch
Santa Claus.
Have you a word on the Santa Claus kidnapping?
I don't give a damn. Moose's last shit.
I will now show you how you can avoid
booby traps.
Just like Santa.
Santa Claus?
Duh.
And all he ever says is ho, ho, ho.
What can I get a ho? Ho! Can I get another one? Ho! Ho! Ho!
Ooh, ho! Ho!
Ho! Ho! Ho!
Beware! Be careful!
Santa Claus is
able to spear their bodies without any apparent signs of pain.
So you better watch out, and you better not cry, and you better not pout, and I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is
trained in the tactics of terror.
Be careful, Steve.
You really don't want to be working under Santa.
He's a bad, bad fellow.
When he kills, he usually
likes to take you by surprise.
Why, he'll even
drink the blood of their enemies.
And I, Jiminy Cricket, have seen it happen.
I suppose you're all wondering what a cricket is doing here on Christmas Eve.
It was Eric and all.
On their Christmas tree.
That shit was gross.
This Christmas, your kids can have
used condoms and puddles of piss.
Free.
And porn.
Just a little bit of
Mrs. Claus at the North Pole.
With a special freeway action.
For every camera, she gives the best she can.
Add these other delightful Christmas videos to your collection, or give a special Disney gift. There's
lots and lots of gray, wrinkly skin
to give you
one magic Christmas.
Who knew it would turn out like this?
Nobody could believe it.
How many of you believe in
Santa Claus?
I believe in satire.
But I'm Santa Claus.
Of course, Santa. We never stopped believing that you'd be here for a minute.
Now you must die.
All right, that does it.
Satire and
Johnny Mathis.
Wish you and your family all the
violence and human misery
of this cherished holiday season. Season's greetings from
satire.
The nastiest little man God ever put on this earth.
You can just take all this Christmas foolishness and clear out of here.